Yeah, well, I'm in the SAA lounge at OR Tambo, so en route back home. Unfortunately, I couldn't stay for the Gwedi Mantashe presentation to the Joburg Indaba and get home tonight. So it was just one of those things, and I'd rather be home tonight and not one to be spending too much time away from my family. But anyway, on the way home now, and it was interesting in the SAA lounge that it is now accessible for Investec and Discovery. Now, I guess there's not that many SAA flights around anymore, but it's an extra, it's a huge organization. I mean, it's massive, and it must, I suppose, at peak time, it could fit, whew, what, 100, 200, 300 people in it. And it makes the Bidvest lounge look absolutely pathetic. I popped in there as well because you are allowed with your Investec card to look at that. And I wouldn't even bother if I was you next time. So just get your access organized ahead of time. Anyway, the mining indaba is over. I managed to grab the host, Bernard Swanepoel, for a 20-minute chat this afternoon. Connectivity being what it is, it wasn't possible for me to get that through to the team to upload it and to get it published this afternoon. But we will definitely be publishing it tomorrow morning. And Bernard gives some useful insights into what he takes out of the event. And in essence, as someone who's been away from mining for quite a long time, what struck me most in the whole story, in the whole Indaba, mining Indaba, Joburg mining Indaba, over these last 2 days, is that we are sitting on an absolutely massive opportunity in South Africa. And it's about time that those who are, for idealistic reasons, holding it back, get out of the way, or at least start putting in the right kind of regulations. Because this country, we know it's a treasure chest of minerals. We know that going back 25 years, it was the mining center of the world. Now we rate 62nd out of 82 countries that are surveyed by the Fraser Institute. And we aren't even being discussed as a mining proposition now in the international community. Now that includes the Chinese and the Russians, who don't really have money to throw around anyway. And this is so sad because South Africa, being a developing country, needs investment. And the one place that we can get investment because we've got great assets and potentially great returns is in mining. But to start a new mine, to start any mine, costs about 20 billion rand. And although we've got some significant mining companies in South Africa, none of them have got that kind of ready hanging around that they could go out and risk it on a venture that takes, well, 10 years to come to fruition. And if you consider the quantum of the investment, 20 billion rand, well, most people will be looking to a district where they have much more security of tenure. And I'm surprised that the politicians kind of don't get it. But it did give a little feeling of optimism. And Bernard confirmed this as well, cautious optimism, we can call it, that came from the mining indaba this time. And that is, we had a deputy director general from the DME, DMR, Department of Mineral and Resources, who was, I thought, very authentic, very humble. He was explaining that there's been so much in process, but that they lack resources. However, the Cadastro, which is the overriding database where all mining rights in the country will be housed, and you can go along and bid for them, that the Cadastro is imminently releasable. And in fact, they've already started bringing in some from the Western Cape. He explained that to us. So that's good news. So that's the first thing. The second thing is, if there can be an adjustment by this government of national unity to make it more appealing for international investors. South Africa, despite its record, has not been exploring for minerals for 20 years. And in that time, the technology for exploration of minerals has really improved dramatically. So everybody that I spoke to about this said that they're pretty sure that there are some really significant deposits in South Africa that would be appealing to international mining companies. And then the other thing on top of this is that, for instance, on the gold side, we have got more gold in the ground here in the Wits Basin, for starters, than the gold that has already been taken out. So there's as much left as has been taken out. And all it needs is an investment to bring it to account. And remember, a lot of the old mines closed down when the gold price was 1/10 of its current level, sitting now at over $4,000 an ounce, or in the way the miners look at it, 2.2 million rand per kilogram. It makes a lot of those old prospects very, very juicy indeed. So mining, in to a large degree, is something that's just ready to take off in this country, and particularly in gold and in platinum, and platinum being an area where we have the majority. And listening to the CEOs of the platinum companies, and all of the big CEOs of South African mining companies were there and gave presentations and spoke with Bernard, and he didn't allow them to go around the bush. They had to talk direct and straight and give him the real story. All of them said, we are doing well now, but we need to be careful, because what our product is being used for, to be specific, catalytic converters, is related to the internal combustion engine. And as we know, the internal combustion engine is being phased out in favor of electric cars. Now, there has been we always overestimated in the short term these great developments, innovations, and then underestimate in the long term. But the overestimation in the short term of the impact on platinum has had a big impact on the platinum and palladium prices, but they've come back very strongly in the last few months. And the platinum majors, the three major platinum companies in South Africa, the CEOs were saying, we've got to work together and find new markets. It is a miracle metal. There are surely lots of other areas that we can work together on. And that is part of their whole process. The other big story for me was coal mining. Now, if you can recall, I went to the ARC conference earlier this year in February. That was in London. And there it was a conservative audience, and they were talking about, with great celebrating, the change that the Western world is having towards the whole net zero story. Again, it appears as though there has been far too much of the swing of the pendulum, and coal, well, they were actually paying South Africa to close coal mines. Now, the coal mines have been shown to be critical for energy, and the demand for energy is surging. And here in this country, coal accounts for 86% of the electricity that is produced. And the mining minister is expected to extend the cutoff date for coal mines and coal-powered power stations from 2035 to 2050. That's in the new plan. And that is aligned with what we heard at the ARC conference, and of course, very much aligned with what Donald Trump's, his view of the world. So coal, to me, is an area that we need to go and do some more looking into. Gold, pretty exciting. And also platinum. So all round, I left the mining in Durban thinking, this is an area of the country, of the investment universe, that we haven't paid too much attention to over the past few years, indeed. But it is coming back into its own. And Sy Jacobs told me in our interview earlier in the week that as a result of the boom in the commodities sector, his company 361 has outperformed. But on top of that, it's also given the JSE a 40% gain in US dollar terms. Well, I hope you enjoyed this little summary. I'll have the Bernard Swanepoel interview for you tomorrow. But until then, Cheerio.